y'all might have to remind me to, at the end, to read where my thought's coming from. Sometimes I get so tore up, I might forget, but my thought is there is hope. It's been different things, but I settled this morning on that's where we need to try to finish, and there is hope. And so I'd ask you if you would pray for us today. Pray that God send us revival. I believe revival will start just like what we had going on up here earlier with prayer. I appreciate Brother Michael and his humble prayer. And we need that. We need it. We need it bad. We find here in the 9th chapter of Ezra, it says, "Now when these things were done, the princes came to me saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, doing according to the abominations, even as the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Egyptians and the Amorites. For they have taken their daughters and for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yea, in the hand of the princes and the rulers have been chief in the trespasses. And when I heard these things, I rent my garment and my mantle, and I plucked off the hair of my head and out of the beard, and sat down and astonished. Then there were assembled unto me every one that trembled at the words of the God of Israel, because of the transgressions of those that had been carried away, and sat stoned until the evening sacrifice. And at the evening sacrifice I rose up from the heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, and I fell upon my knees, and I spread out my hands unto the Lord my God. And I said, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift my face unto thee, my God, for our iniquities have increased over our head, and our trespasses have grown up unto the heavens. Since the days of our fathers have we been in a great trespass unto this day. And for our iniquities have our kings and our priests and been delivered into the hand of the kings and the lands of to the sword and the captivity and to the spoil and to the confusion of face as it is this day. And now a little space grace hath been shown unto the Lord of God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in a holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we are bondmen, yet our God have not forsaken us in our bondage, but have extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, and to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God, and to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. And now, our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken thy commandments. Now, we're making many mistakes as we did. That's reading down to the 10th verse, and how we find here that Ezra had prayed, how we find that how the people, God had brought them out of bondage, and how they had soon forgot what God had commanded them, how mingle and how mix their seed with the people of this land. But how we find where they came and told Ezra how the people had done this, and how we find that how Ezra was heartbroken from what was going on, and we find that he fell on his knees and he prayed unto God, and he was ashamed of the things that they had done. Listen to me, people, we need to fall on our knees, and we need a little reviving. That's where my first thought was, a little reviving. reviving, but I pray that he'll send us a lot of reviving. But listen to me now. He prayed that God would hear him and they would turn from their evil ways and repent, and God would be merciful unto them and revive them again. Listen to me, Hilltop Church, whether we want to admit it or not, we have mingled with the world. You may say, well, I didn't marry somebody outside the faith. I ain't talking about that kind of mingling. The kind of mingling I'm talking about is going out there and taking a part of it. We're in it, but we're not to be a part of it. Listen to me today. We have mingled in it for too long. God's church has mingled in it for too long. And I don't believe yet we've come to a place of repentance, not true repentance, to where it changes things. I want you to know true repentance changed things. When I, the first time I ever repented, it changed me. I was born again and made a new creature in Christ Jesus. And that kind of repentance changes people. I want you to know when the church of the living God truly repents, he will change things. And then he will revive us again. There'll be a little reviving again. I want you to know he'll show us his salvation again. I believe that in all my heart. But until we get willing to hold up to it, to admit our wrongs, do it, to get away from the world a little while, there ain't going to be no long suffering. Yes, he is. But listen to me. I'm talking about a revival. I'm not talking about seeing one or two get saved. I'm not talking about us having a little shout. I'm talking about a true revival where it starts off and it comes alive and it changes people. It changes Macon County. It changes the state of Tennessee. It changes the United States of America. That's the kind of revival I want to see. A little reviving in our nation. I want to see a little reviving in Hilltop Church. I want to see a little reviving in Macon County. But I'm going to tell you, we're going to have to quit mingling. It won't work. It won't work. You can't serve God and mammon. It won't work. Listen to me. If there's ever been a time, if God is trying to open our eyes to be able to see, look at us. We're in a parking lot out here trying to serve the Lord today. If this don't wake us up, what will it take to do it? Listen to me. We need to see the wrongs of our doing. We need to do like Ezra did, fall down on our knees, fall down like Brother Michael did a while ago. Come clean with God. And I want you to know that true repentance and change. Change. Turn from your evil ways. And I want you to know it will bring revival. That's where it will start. It'll start on our knees. It'll start calling on the name of the Lord. And I want you to know, if we will humble ourselves, we shall be exalted. He'll lift us up. Amen. Y'all pray for us. In the Psalms 84, it said, turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Listen to me. We say it all the time. People, we try to get around the definition of repentance, that it's a turnaround, but listen to me. It is a true turnaround, and it takes God to turn you around. It takes true repentance to turn you around. It ain't simply just turning around in the road, but it's turning towards God and repenting and seeing the need for him and letting him turn us once again. And he can do it, and he will do it. I don't want to tell you that's his desire to do it. Whether he has caused this virus to happen or whether he's allowed it to happen, I want you to know his desire for us to repent and turn back to him, that he might revive us and give us life again. The definition of revival is life. Our definition of revival is quickening. Listen to me. We say it's about the church being revived. Our lost people can be revived too because they're dead. But listen to me. The church is the living
living God has become dead. It's not what it used to be. I want you to realize we need life again, and we need to be quickened again. And the only way we can get that is through true repentance again. And He'll turn us. Turn us, O God, her salvation, cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Listen to me. I don't want my children and my grandchildren to pay for what we've done. But listen to me, they will if we don't turn, if we don't change, if we don't repent. They're going to be the ones that pay the price. Wilt thou revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord. Grant us thy salvation. Listen, He said, revive us again. Us. They didn't say me again. He said us again. He meant God's people. Revive us again. Grant your mercy again. Show us your salvation. Let our children and grandchildren and our acquaintances and our friends be saved. Amen. How are we going to ask that? On our knees, begging and pleading with God to be merciful, to wake us up again, that we would turn to Him. We often tell people, lost people, He's nigh to those with a broken heart. Save us such with a contrite spirit, and He does. I mean, that's the only thing He's looking for today from you, lost friend, is a broken heart and a contrite spirit and a repentant heart and faith in Jesus Christ. That's what He's looking for. That's the only thing you can offer Him today. But listen to me, He's looking for it from us too. I want you to know He's looking for us to have a contrite spirit. He wants us to have a broken heart. He wants us to turn once again to Him and realize that we need God, that we need to turn away from our evil ways. We need to let this old world go. I want you to know, we often say it, let it go for a little while. I want you to know that ain't good enough. I want you to know I've been guilty of saying it. When it gets revival time, let's let it go for a little while. I want you to know we need to let it go, period. And we'll let it go, period. I want you to know we can have true revival, the kind of revival that breaks out and spreads everywhere. I want you to know the kind that would go around the world, the kind that God wants to give. And I believe there's hope. I pray it started with that prayer we had a while ago. I believe there's hope. Isaiah said in the 57th chapter, for thus saith the High and the Holy One. I weighed up this whether I ought to read it or not, but I got to you. Thus saith the High, Holy, Lofty One. This is in the 57th chapter, Isaiah in the 15th verse. That He inhabits for eternity. In other words, He's from everlasting to everlasting. He is above everyone. He's the High and Holy One. There's no one like Him. I want you to know He rules. He's the King of Kings. One inherited in eternity whose name is Holy. I dwell in the High and Holy place with Him. And I won't get into all of that and what I believe it is, but also that is of a contrite and a humble spirit, to receive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Listen to me. I believe that he'll revive the heart of those who are lost and call upon Him if they have a contrite spirit. But listen to me. I believe also He will His church if we'll come to Him with a contrite spirit and a broken heart. I believe He will revive us. He will give us revival again. He will hear our prayer. I believe there is hope. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be standing in front of you today. Why would I get out here Sunday after Sunday and beg and plead? Why would I do it? I do it because I believe there's hope. I believe in you. I believe that you want to repent. I believe you want to see the church strive and grow. But I believe most of all that you want to see God receive honor and glory. But most of all, I believe in God. And I believe his arm is not shortened, his ear is not dull of hearing, and his eyes is not dim. I believe he will enlighten us. He will awaken us. There can be a great awakening. I believe there's hope. But I believe, Brother Dusty, it just don't start with you saying, I'm going to do better and forgive me, Lord. I believe it takes some change in that too. I believe repentance really brings a change. He knows when we're just spilling out words and when we mean it. The first time you ever prayed, he knows whether you believed in him or not. He knows whether you wanted to be saved or not. He knows if you wanted him more than anything else or not. And he knew you was going to fail. But he knew your heart right then. Us as Hilltop Church, he needs to know our heart. He needs to see a change in us. Quit mingling with the world. He's brought us out of bondage. He's took our shackles off. He's given us life eternal. And what have we done? That's what Ezra said. What have we done? All we've done is just turned right around and went to doing the same thing our father's done before us. We went right back to mingling with the world. I know we're not going to be perfect. The only one perfect was Jesus. But listen to me. We can be different. I'm different. I'm different than I used to be. No, I'm not great, and I'm not good. I'm not what a lot of y'all think I am. But I'm different than what I used to be. I'm not the man I used to be. And a lot of you ain't either. But I'm still not what I want to be. I heard Brother Michael in his prayer earlier say he wanted to finish well. So do I, brother. So do I. I made a mess out of it, but boy, we can start today and set our path on a way of finishing well because there's hope in God. I'm going to read you that scripture. We've been trying to quote that. We ain't quoted it. And I hear it quoted all the time, and I bet it's been quoted the last few months as much as it has been in years. But listen to what it says. We put emphasis on part of it, but we leave off the rest of it. If my people, which are called by thy name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear. Now listen, he didn't say he would hear until they turn from their wicked ways. We leave that off all the time. How we're saved by grace through faith and that is not of ourselves. I believe that in all my heart. But after that, listen to me. There's supposed to be some works. There's supposed to be some changes. And I want you to know he expects changes. And he requires changes. And if we think we can just come up here and call some words for 10 minutes and everything's going to be okay, then you're wrong. I want you to know we've got to change. We've got to turn. He said, turn us, God. Turn us. How is God going to turn us? He'll turn us when we turn from our wicked ways. Listen, and then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. You want this mess to be over with? Then truly repent. Get on your knees like Ezra did. Get on your knees. I like Michael did. Get on your knees like the first time that you prayed to God and asked Him to forgive you. And then get up and change your life. Start serving God and quit mingling with the world all the time. And you'll see a little revival. I'll tell you, I believe you'll even see a big one. If God's people who are called by His name would do that. So it started with Ezra. He pulled his hair out of his head. He didn't shave his head. He pulled it out. He pulled the hair out of his beard. Can you imagine that? That's how hurt he was. That's how low he was. It started with him falling on his knees and spreading his hands out. I want you to know, but it didn't end with him. I want you to know the people of God saw what was happening and saw their transgressions and saw a need to change. You go on and read the rest of it. Y'all go home and read the rest of the 9th chapter and then read all of the 10th chapter. I probably won't read it all. But listen, it starts in the 10th chapter and it says, now when Ezra had prayed and when he had confessed weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there assembled to him out of Israel a great, very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept very sore. Listen to me. It didn't just end with Ezra. Listen. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, and one of the sons of Elam, answered and said unto Ezra, we have trespassed against our God and have taken strange wives of the people of the land. But listen what they say now. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. I'm not going to continue reading, but listen to me. They said there's hope. They knew the people was willing to repent. And if you'll go on and read, you'll find where they did. They can put away their wives where they took. Listen to me, I'm not telling you to get divorced, but I'm telling you to put away the world, not your wife or your husband, but put away the world. That is what we mingled with. That is what we have took that adultery with. That is where we made our mistake. It's not a new way we married, but it's who we mingle with. Listen to me. And when we will truly repent and realize there is still hope in God, He will still hear us. I want you to know we can be revived. Now it's up to you. I've struggled with this all week. I fit with this always. The last 3 weeks, I've seen like for months, God give me messages to come out here and just make you feel good about things, and make you want to jump up and blow your horns and shout. But the last 3 weeks, He said it's time to get down to business. They can't leave our Sunday feeling good about themselves every Sunday and things change. It's time to get back to where we're willing to repent. It's time to get back to knowing how what has happened is our fault. You want to see our nation change? The wicked shall be turned to hell along with all nations that forget God. In the 25th chapter of Matthew, when He divides the goats from the sheep, he talks about nations. Listen to me. This nation is going to hell. Listen to me, and I don't mean that sounding like a smart aleck, but if we don't repent and turn back to God, that's exactly where it's headed. Our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, our acquaintances are end up going to go to a devil's hell because we have turned our back and forgot God. Listen to me, when we need to get on our knees and ask God to forgive us. And then quit mingling with the world. Put her aside. Give her up. Let her go. Change. And turn back to God. Then He'll revive us. There's hope. There is hope in Israel. There is hope for Hilltop Missionary Baptist Church. There's hope for Macon County, Tennessee. There's hope for Tennessee. There's hope for the United States of America. There's hope for a lost and dying world. And it's through repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ and then turning from our evil ways. That's my message. It's up to you, church. Do you want to have a revival? Do you really want to have a revival? Do you want to come and Him show us His salvation? You want, and He said, what was it? I can't quote everything. David said, listen to me. Can you hear me now? I want to read, go on up and read. I told you how they'd been brought out of bondage over in Ezra. They'd forgot. I'm going to go on up in this 85th chapter of Psalms and start reading at the beginning. Lord, Thou hast been favorable unto Thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of Thy people. Thou hast covered their sins, Salah. That just means stop and think about it. Thou hast taken away all the wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. But listen, this is what it says here. Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thine anger towards us to cease. If we don't see the need of doing that, wilt thou forever. Wilt thou out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? I've seen a few times, we've seen it the last revival, and we've seen the revival before, where one or two get saved, and we just about tire the house. Listen to me, I run plumb out the house and run down the sidewalk last fall. I lost all my dignity. And didn't care. When I come to myself, I was standing right down yonder and didn't have no idea. Whole lot of wives out there and didn't care. All I knew is I thought I need to get back in there. That's where my job is. Listen to me. This spring, a bunch of us, when Ashley back there went to thanking the Lord for saving her soul, a lot of us lost our dignity. We began to rejoice. And listen to me. I want to see that again. I want to see it in such a way that the house trembles. Don't you? So if you hadn't already, ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive us. Show us Thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us Thy salvation. I don't want to go through another revival leaving here not knowing these children and some of our grown-ups have not been saved. I don't want to go through that again. I'm tired.
I'm tired of waking up in the middle of the night. I'm tired of not being able to sleep. I'm tired. I feel like I've failed. I'm tired. The only place I don't have to go to is God. Where else can we go? Someone knows we're offended by the things Jesus said, and they begin to walk away and leave and go mingle back in the world. And he said, "Will y'all, will you go too? Are you offended? Are you going to leave too?" And Peter said, "Where will we go? Where else can we go? The world has nothing to offer us. Nothing to offer us. We have nowhere else to go. Let's go to him." So I want to finish. We started with an altar prayer. Today I want us to finish with a dismissal of an altar prayer. And if you still ain't got things right with God, if you're lost and undone, you need to be revived. You need to be quickened and made alive. You need to be saved. I'd invite you to pray and call on the name of the Lord. If you're here today and you've mingled with the world and you just can't hardly let it go today. Let it go. Let the beer go. Let the pot go. If you're committing adultery, let it go today. If you're bad to use bad language, let it go today. If you're bad to cheat your neighbor, let it go today. Whatever might be your hang up that the devil knows that wears you out, let it go today. Get God and ask him to help you. Ask him to help me. Ask him to help Hilltop Church. And if we've got errors in our church, let's let them go today. Let's let them go. That we might have a little reviving. Because we need it. That's my message. God love you. I love you. And please don't get mad at me. But I give you what he's given me. For the last 3 weeks, I've tried my level best to give y'all what God's given me. I've struggled with it. I've fit it. Some of it I've got coming over here. Some of it I got first thing in the morning. And this I got in the middle of the week, and I struggled with it harder than any of them. Because I had to think about it all week. I had to think about who it may hurt. I had to think about how it was going to come across. I had to think about it. But listen to me. I want you to know what he thinks is more important than what I think. He is holy. He's the Holy One on high. I want you to know he sits there, and Jesus sits there, and the Holy Spirit is there with him. And the Holy Spirit dwells with us. I've got a hush. I went to walking. If I keep a walking, I'll get to where I preach 2 hours. I only hope y'all had for a while. I was running out of breath. Oh, man. Help me, Lord. I'm done.